So we continue this morning and we will not do the Bhagavatam.
Okay, we can continue.
We'll continue. Okay. Actually, at the restaurant yesterday, I didn't go very far on our journey.
Včera v reštaurácii vlastne sme nedošli ďaleko v tej našej ceste.
So we could continue there a little bit.
Takže môžeme tam v tom trošku pokračovať.
Go on.
A proste ísť ďalej.
So, where did we leave Srila Prabhupada? He was in Atlanta.
Že Srila Prabhupada bol v Atlante, tam sme vlastne ho opustili.
And as I said, there are so many wonderful things that happened in Atlanta.
A ako som povedal, veľa úžasných vecí sa stalo v Atlante.
So the second day Srila Prabhupada was there was the Vyas Puja of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
A hneď na druhý deň, čo tam bol, tak bola Vyasa Puja jeho duchovného učiteľa, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura.
And of course they had the temple room decorated very nicely that day, and Srila Prabhupada went into the temple room.
Samozrejme, chrám vyzdobili veľmi krásne a Srila Prabhupada vstúpil do neho.
And they put a picture on the wall of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati on Prabhupada's Vyasasana.
A obrázok Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvatiho Thakura zo steny zvesili a položili ho na Vyasasana Srila Prabhupada.
And then they made a smaller Vyasasana for Srila Prabhupada next to it.
A k tomu urobili menší Vyasasan pre Srilu Prabhupadu a umiestnili ho hneď vedľa.
So when Srila Prabhupada went into the temple room,
a keď Srila Prabhupada vstúpil do chrámu,
he decided he was going to do the arati to his spiritual master.
On sa rozhodol, že urobí arati pre svojho duchovného učiteľa.
Of course, again, there were many devotees there, over 100 devotees in the temple.
A samozrejme, bolo tam mnoho oddaných, viac ako 100.
And everyone was very excited because Prabhupada, we always like to see Prabhupada doing arati.
A každý bol veľmi zrušený, lebo my sme sa vždy radi dívali, ako Srila Prabhupada robí arati.
So, Srila Prabhupada began the arati, and you can sometimes you see on a video Prabhupada did very nice, offered very nice arati.
Srila Prabhupada začal robiť arati a niekedy to môžeme vidieť na videu, že on to robí veľmi krásne, on robí krásne arati.
And he offered the incense, and then he offered the ghee lamp.
A ponúkol tyčinky a potom ghee lampičky.
So then he came to offering the conch shell.
A potom prišiel k obetovaniu lasturi. Lastur.
So in the temple room, a big kirtan is going on, everyone's very ecstatic.
A v chráme bol veľký kirtan a každý bol veľmi extatický.
And after he offered the conch shell, he looked down for the bowl to put the water in the bowl.
A potom ako ponúkal lastúrov vodu, tak pozeral sa dole a hľadal tú nádobku, kde môže vodu vyliať.
And there was no bowl on the tray.
Ale na tom plejte nebola tá nádobka.
Of course, in English, in Prabhupada's, he looks at the door and there was a GBC and Prabhupada goes, bowl, bowl.
A Prabhupada sa pozrel smerom dverám a tam bol GBC a Prabhupada hovorí, bowl, ako nádobka, bowl, bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah, asking for the bowl. So when Prabhupada said bowl, bowl, all the devotees started going hari bowl, hari bowl. They're all jumping up and down.
Tak keď začal spievať bowl, bowl, tak všetci hari bowl, hari bowl.
So then again he goes bowl and the devotees going hari bowl.
That's an interpolation.
So then Prabhupada just shook his head and he took the conch shell and he threw the water and on the other side of the Vyasasana and there was a tulsi plant. So the water went right around Tulsi Devi. Nothing spilled, but the whole thing went shh, and it went right into the Tulsi plant.
Tak Prabhupada zobral tú lastúru a vylial tú vodu takto šmahom, ale z tej vody sa nič nerozlialo. Ona prišla a tam bola tulasi a tá voda začala chodiť okolo tulasi, krúžiť.
So then he just continued offering the articles.
A potom len pokračoval ako v ponúkaní ďalších tých parafénov.
So then it came to the end of Aratik.
A potom prišlo ku koncu Araty.
And they had the conch shell to blow.
A bola tam lastúra na trubenie.
It was a very small conch shell.
Veľmi malá.
And because they had Aratik paraphernalia on the altar, Aratik paraphernalia, Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, so this was the other Aratik paraphernalia, so it was not very good.
A oni mali parafenálie na oltári, potom mali iné parafenálie pre toto malé Araty. Hej, takže táto lastúra nebola ako tá najlepšia.
And no one could blow this conch shell.
A nikto nedokázal trúbiť na tejto lastúre.
Pujaris know you have to have the right conch shell to blow.
A pujari vedia, že treba mať dobrú lastúru, aby sa dalo na nej trúbiť.
So no one could use this conch shell.
A nikto nedokázal použiť túto lastúru.
And at the end of Artik, Prabhupada picked it up and he put it to his lips.
A na konci Araty Prabhupada zobral lastúru, priložil si ju k ústam.
And he didn't. He just, and three times he just sounded perfectly, and everybody was looking at Prabhupada because they all wondering what would happen.
A on sa nadýchol a trikrát krásne zatrúbil a každý sa díval na Prabhupádu, že čo sa bude diať, lebo nečakal.
So while Prabhupada was there for those 3 days, everyone had a very wonderful time in Atlanta.
Takže keď tam bol Šila Prabhupada po tejto 3 dni, tak každý mal tam v Atlante veľmi úžasné časy.
So then from Atlanta, Prabhupada went to Dallas, Texas.
A Prabhupada z Atlanty išiel do Dallasu v Texase.
And that of course was where Prabhupada established the first Gurukula in Dallas, Texas.
A samozrejme to bolo miesto, kde Prabhupada založil prvú Gurukulu v Texase.
And Prabhupada, he had a great fondness for the children, for all of the young children.
A Srila Prabhupada, on sa rád zabával s týmito všetkými malými deťmi.
It was there, huh, that Prabhupada played leapfrog. Did you tell that? Did you tell that story? No.
I don't know.
What did he play?
It was in Dallas, Texas at the Gurukula that Prabhupada played leapfrog with some of the children.
He showed the children up. He got down himself and leap over them.
How a frog jumps, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You play, you know, you jump over him. And then
you bend down.
Prabhupada was playing with the children.
Ah, so.
He was jumping. And they were jumping over him.
Takže tam Šila Prabhupada v Dallase, on s deťmi sa hral na skakajúce žaby a Prabhupada si klakol na zem a začal skákať ako žaba a tie deti tie začali skákať a proste sa tak nejak tam, to je taká hra, že chce seba, nie?
Chce
seba.
You actually have to leap over his back. He bends down and you bounce over his back.
Just like you offer obeisance, that's like leap. Then you jump over that person, and then he jumps over you. And
Takže preskakovali tak
cez seba. So Prabhupada let the children, they were jumping, and Prabhupada jumped over them.
Prabhupada dovolil tým deťom, aby cez neho preskakovali, a Prabhupada preskakoval cez ne.
So Prabhupada, of course, spoke in the temple room.
A Prabhupada samozrejme rozprával v chráme.
And he was very excited to see so many devotee children.
A bol veľmi zrušený, nadšený z toho vidieť toľko veľa detí oddaných.
And he said, we have completed everything.
A povedal, tak teraz sme už dokončili všetko.
He said, it's not just that devotees are coming from outside, but the devotees, they're making devotees by having children.
Takže nie len, že oddaní prichádzajú zvonku, ale už aj oddaní vytvárajú oddaných tým, že majú deti.
And he said that the children of our children, he said they would be pure devotees.
A on povedal, že deti našich detí, oni budú čistí oddaní.
So he said that this is very important. This was a very important part of our process, have our children and to raise our children nicely, very nicely in Krishna consciousness.
Takže on povedal, že toto je veľmi dôležitá časť nášho procesu, mať deti a vychovávať ich veľmi krásnym spôsobom vo vedomí Krišnu.
And then he was looking and he laughed, he said, and he started to talk about his childhood.
A on sa tak pozeral a smial sa a začal rozprávať o svojom detstve.
And he said, when I was a child, he said, I also, he said, learned how to play mridanga.
A keď som bol dieťa, tak tiež som sa učil hrať na mridangu.
And he said, my father, that's what he wanted me to learn how to play mridanga and play harmonium.
A môj otec chcel, aby som sa naučil hrať na mridangu a harmonium.
He said he always wanted me to be great devotee.
A vždy chcel, aby sa so mňa stal veľký oddaný.
He said, and my mother, she wanted me to learn the ABCDs.
A moja mama chcela, aby som sa naučila abecedu.
And he said, they both hired tutors to teach me.
A obidvaja pre mňa prenajali, alebo neprenajali.
So of course his
učiteľov na toto.
His father hired the person to teach him the instruments.
Samozrejme, že otec ako neprenajal, najal učiteľa na to, aby ma naučil hrať na nástroje.
And his mother hired tutor for so that he could learn all his academics.
A matka, ona najala takých učiteľov, ktorí ho učili všetky tie akademické veci.
And he said that sometimes both tutors, they would come at the same time.
A niekedy obidvaja tí učitelia prišli v tom istom čase.
So that my father would bring in his tutor and make the other tutor wait.
A môj otec priniesol toho svojho učiteľa a toho druhého nechal čakať.
So then the mother, she would become disturbed.
A potom matka bola z toho rozrušená.
He said, at that time he said, but maybe my father knew.
A hovoril, povedal, že v tom čase môj otec vedel.
Prabhupada would always leave it. He would never say too much. He would just say, perhaps my father knew who he would become.
Takže on, Prabhupada nikdy nepovedal príliš veľa. On to nechal také nedokončené. Hej, že otec vedel, že kým sa stanem.
So then he said that if we went on, he said, and we practiced Krishna consciousness properly.
A povedal, že ak budeme pokračovať a praktikovať vedomie Krishnu správnym spôsobom,
he said the day would come in human society.
Tak príde deň v ľudskej spoločnosti.
That the people in general would see that this Krishna consciousness movement saved the world.
Že ľudia vo všeobecnosti oni budú vidieť a pochopia, že toto hnutie pre vedomie Krišnu zachránilo svet.
He said that day would come.
A povedal, ten deň príde.
He said, but we have to follow.
Ale my musíme nasledovať.
So he said, such an important society.
Tak my sme taká dôležitá spoločnosť.
So from Dallas, and this is always staying 2 days, 3 days, as Prabhupada's traveling. So now from Dallas, Texas, Prabhupada went to New York and then he stopped in London for a few days.
Takže všade Prabhupada samozrejme zostával tak 2-3 dní a z toho Dallas, Texasu on odišiel do New Yorku a potom do Londýna.
And then he went to Mayapur.
A potom išiel do Mayapuru.
So that was the whole time around the world. He stopped at a dozen temples and he did it in 2 months.
A on tých tucet chrámov vlastne ako navštívil za 2 mesiace.
We just did that a few months ago. We went around the world in 2 months. It's a very difficult thing to do.
A my sme to vlastne teraz tiež urobili pred 2 mesiacmi, že sme išli za 2 mesiace sme obišli celý svet a je to náročné robiť.
So then he arrived in Mayapur and now they had this beautiful lotus building, the guest house.
A potom prišiel do Mayapuru a tam bol, tam je ten krásny tá krásna lotosová budova ako hostelský dom.
And of course Radha Madhava, they were on the ground floor, it was the temple room.
A samozrejme Radha Madhava, oni boli na prízemí, lebo tam je chrámová miestnosť.
So Prabhupada arrived and he went up to his rooms.
A Prabhupada tam prišiel a išiel hore do svojich izieb.
And in there was Jaipataka, Bhavananda, Atreya Rishi from Iran.
A tam boli Jaipataka, Bhavananda, Atreya Rishi z Iránu.
So the rooms, of course, beautiful. The building was very beautiful.
Samozrejme, tie izby boli krásne a celá budova bola krásna.
And the rooms were like this. There were windows on each side and the breezes, you know, would go through the rooms.
A tie izby boli ako tu, že okná boli na obidvoch stranách, takže vzduch mohol prechádzať a krásne tam vialo.
So Prabhupada said, so all of the devotees, they all have nice situations.
A Prabhupada povedal, všetci oddaní majú pekné miesta, kde môžu byť.
Prabhupada always wanted to see that his disciples had nice place to stay, nice prasad.
Prabhupada vždy dozeral na to, aby jeho oddaní, všetci jeho oddaní mali pekné miesto, kde môžu zostať a dobré prasada.
And we know Prabhupada, he built three very beautiful temples in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, and in Bombay.
A my vieme, že Prabhupada on rozbehol tri veľmi dôležité chrámy v Mayapure, vo Vrindávane a Bombay.
But the first thing he did was build places for the devotees to stay. He didn't build temples, he built guest houses.
A prvé, čo vždy urobil, tak vybudoval miesta, kde môžu oddaní bývať, nie chrámy. Čiže najskôr vybudoval tie ubytovne.
And he said that if you build nice guest house, the temple will come.
A povedal, že keď vybudujete pekné ubytovacie zariadenie, tak potom temple príde.
First you need to make arrangement for devotees.
Ale najskôr treba urobiť aranžmány pre oddaných.
And he would always ask, what are the devotees getting? Are they getting nice prasadam?
A vždy sa pýtal, že čo oddaní prijímajú, či majú pekné prasáda.
And in India especially he would say, are they getting cow's milk?
A špeciálne v Indii sa pýtal, či dostávajú kravské mlieko.
He assumed in the West there was no difficulty getting cow's milk.
On vedel, že na západe nie je problém získať kravské mlieko.
But in India he would always ask in Vrindavan, he would say, see the devotees, they all get cow's milk to drink.
Ale vo Vrindavane vždy proste dohliada na to, aby sa, dávajte pozor na to, aby oddaní mali kravské mlieko na pitie.
So then the devotees were saying, yes, everyone has a nice situation by your mercy, Srila Prabhupada.
A potom oddaní povedali, áno, každý má pekné miesto na existenciu vašou milosťou, Srila Prabhupada.
And they said, this building is very beautiful because you've given the plan of how to make it.
A tiež povedali, že táto budova je krásna, lebo vy ste nám dal plán, ako to vytvoriť.
And Prabhupada said, he said, I just gave some idea. He said, Krishna, he said, he's the doer.
A Prabhupada povedal, ja som dal len určitú ideu, ale Krishna je ten konateľ.
And he said, and it was all the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
A povedal, všetko je to milosť Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
And his disciples said, Prabhupada, it is all by your mercy.
A jeho žiaci povedali, Prabhupada, to je všetko vašou milosťou.
And Prabhupada said that, well, he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he predicted that someone would come.
A Prabhupada povedal, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, on predpovedal, že niekto sem príde.
Who would bring Westerners from everywhere.
Ktorý, niekto taký sa zjaví, kto sem prinesie všade západňarov.
He said, maybe I'm that person.
A možno ja som tá osoba.
And then he said, so he said, how are the cows?
A potom sa spýtal, že ako sa darí kravám.
So as soon as he said the most heavy thing. Prabhupada said that I'm that person. He immediately changed the subject. He said, how are the cows doing?
Takže hneď ako povedal tú takú heavy vec, že ja som tá osoba, pravdepodobne, tak okamžite zmenil tú tému a hneď sa spýtal, ako sa darí kravám.
Because they were combining Western cow with Sarabi cow.
Pretože oni miešali západné kravy.
They wanted to have a cow that could produce lots of milk but could take the heat in India. So they would combine cow from the west, like a Jersey cow,
with Indian.
Chceli skrížiť.
Takže chceli proste skrížiť tie indické kravy so západnými kravami, ako napríklad Jersey, aby mali lepšie proste plemeno.
And then he asked if they were planting the banana trees, like he had said in Mayapur.
A tiež mali zasadené bananovníky.
So he wanted, when we had land, that we, you know, did things for self-sufficiency. When we had land, we should utilize the land.
A on chcel, že keď my máme proste pôdu, aby sme to využili na sebestačnosť, aby sme tú pôdu využili.
So now the next morning, Prabhupada gave class in the temple room.
A nasledujúce ráno Prabhupada dal ráno lekciu v chráme.
Now as he was traveling to all these temples around the world, Prabhupada seeing all these devotees, all these Vaishnavas, everyone chanting Hare Krishna.
A keď Srila Prabhupada vlastne cestoval po celom svete, tak on videl v tých chrámoch tých Vaishnavov, tých oddaných, ako všetci spievajú Hare Krishna.
So now he's in Mayapur.
A teraz bol v Mayapure.
The birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mieste zrodenia pána Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And in the temple room there's 500 devotees.
A v chráme bolo 500 oddaných.
And they're from all over the world.
Z celého sveta.
They say they were all Westerners.
A všetci boli západniari.
You can see pictures from that festival. There's maybe like 3 Indians in the whole picture.
A my môžeme vidieť obrázky z tohto festivalu, že tam boli možno len traja Indovia.
So this was ISKCON society in 1975. It was all the Westerners who were doing everything.
Tak to bola spoločnosť, to bol ISKCON v 75., že všetko tam boli západňari, ktorí to robili.
So Prabhupada was very happy to see people from all over the world in Mayapur chanting Hare Krishna.
A Prabhupada bol veľmi šťastný vidieť ľudí z celého sveta, ako v Mayapure spievajú Hare Krishna.
Because no one ever thought that that would really happen.
Pretože nikto nepremýšľal o tom, že to sa fakt stane.
He said that even in India, all the Vaishnavas, because they would read Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A dokonca aj v Indii tí Vaishnavovia, pretože oni čítali Chaitanya Charitamritu.
And they considered that the Lord Chaitanya saying go to every town and village, that it was just poetry.
A oni si mysleli, že keď Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tam hovoril, že v každom meste a dedine, že to je len poézia.
No one thought that it could happen.
A nikto nepremýšľal nad tým, že by sa to ozaj mohlo stať.
But Srila Prabhupada made it happen.
Ale Srila Prabhupada to uskutočnil.
So this was, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, this was Prabhupada's success.
Ale a to bolo vlastne milosťou pána Chaitanya, bol to úspech Srila Prabhupada.
Even as it was happening, his godbrothers were criticizing.
A dokonca ešte aj keď sa to už stalo, tak jeho duchovní bratia ho kritizovali.
During the whole 10 years no one ever helped Srila Prabhupada.
A počas tých 10 rokov nikto vôbec nepomohol Srilovi Prabhupadovi.
From the beginning,